Welcome to the Trade Secrets Podcast, hosted by Damon Piatek, President and CEO of Welke Customs Brokers USA. Damon is a licensed U.S. customs broker and certified customs specialist with more than 18 years' experience in the import-export customs, transportation, and logistics sectors. Each month, Trade Secrets will bring you guests in the industry to provide their insights on timely trade issues to give you an advantage in international trade. So now, let's talk trade.
Welcome to the podcast. Damon Piatek, President and CEO of Welke Custom Brokers here. Thank you again for joining us. And today we have the pleasure of Corey Schuler, the Executive Director of Niagara USA Chamber of Commerce. It's Niagara County's largest business association and advocacy organization. Corey, thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me today.
Great. So tell us a little bit about the Niagara Chamber and what your mission is and how you got involved. Just give us a little background.
So the Niagara USA Chamber is one of Western New York's largest chambers of commerce. We've been around for about 102 years now in one form or another. Our mission is to be the voice of business throughout Niagara County and the region. When I was first hired at the Chamber, I actually came on as their Director of Government Affairs about 12 years ago, and about 2 years ago, I took over as President and CEO.
Fantastic. And you have an event coming up, which I'm pleased to be invited to speak about. So that's on the November 21st, and that is your annual economic vision event. So tell us a little bit about that event and the history behind that and kind of where we're going with that this year.
So the economic vision 2020 and beyond, we started that event about 8 or 9 years ago to kind of give our members an idea of what the economy will look like in the upcoming year. We have various speakers. Obviously, this year, you're one of our guest speakers, along with Gary Keith, the chief economist for M&T Bank. It's held at Niagara University, which is where we've always held it since its inception. And it's a really great bird's eye view of what's coming up, not only on the federal level, but also on the county level as well.
Fantastic. And for our listeners, how can the listeners engage and attend the event? Can you give them the website or how to get involved?
Absolutely. The event is free to attend. It starts at 7:30, runs from 7:30 a.m. till 9:30 a.m. If you're interested in attending, you can reach out to my assistant, Elena Woods, at ewoods@niagarachamber.org.
Great. And give us the web address for the chamber.
Our web address is niagarachamber.org.
Okay, great. So I'm going to be speaking a little bit on the China trade relationship or the trade war, which is going to be interesting. It's going to have a lot of insight and data that's not in the mainstream media. So hopefully you're going to get some additional information. Well, you are going to get additional information that's really not in the mainstream media on what's going on with the trade war. How do you feel that's impacting the members? Have you heard from members on the trade war and kind of how it's impacting them?
Well, our membership is very unique because we have every size business from sole proprietorships right up to the large manufacturers and large corporations. So everyone's idea of what they're looking for from this event is a little bit different. For our larger manufacturers and our larger partners, the U.S.-China trade is very important, especially because we're close to Canada and an international border. Canada has such a strong relationship with China, and we also have a partnership with our Canadian counterpart, their chamber. So they're all interested in hearing what kind of things we're not necessarily seeing on the local news or, you know, the TV affiliates that they're not really telling us, or kind of getting an actual insider's view, which is making everybody very excited.
Yeah. And a lot of the missing points that I see out there is why are we having the trade war? I see a lot of news about the tariffs and how the tariffs are affecting the economy in the United States, the economy in China, and we're not really getting a lot about the economy in China because they kind of really control the media over there, so they're not coming out and saying exactly what's happening, but there's some insight that I can give into that. But also, we're really not seeing, like, what's at the heart of the trade war? Is it, you know, we haven't heard about the intellectual property rights. We haven't heard about the, you know, the transgressions that China has had in this global trade environment and what's going on. So we're gonna get into that, and hopefully there'll be some benefit to the listeners or to the attendees. So tell us a little bit more about the chamber and kind of what other events and how people can get involved.
So we do several large events throughout the year. We do Economic Vision. We have our annual dinner, our awards gala, where we recognize the best of businesses throughout Niagara County. We also do a small business day where we recognize on the county level all of the business awardees throughout the county that are smaller businesses. So those events we're very proud of. And coming up in the new year, we actually have some new things that we're creating. We have industry councils. So we have an industry council for tourism and one for agriculture. Those are the number one and two GDP for the county of Niagara. And they're basically think tanks to bring issues that, whether it's the farmers and ag or the tourism destinations, issues that they're all facing that they can then talk about, bring to the chamber, and then we can act on. Mm-hmm. We're also creating a women's leadership council to create a mentoring program and get women more involved in various aspects of business. So those are things that we're very proud of and excited to look forward to.
Great, great. And agriculture is one of the industries that's been hit hard, quote unquote, I'm going to say from the media, that has been, you know, they've been a lot in the media that the agricultural industry has been hit hard by the trade war in China, and we have some more insight into that. So definitely attend the event. You can get some more insight. I'm not going to give away anything here on the podcast today. I'm trying to hold back on my comments. But again, tell us how we can... if somebody's interested, how they can attend, where they need to reach out to.
Yeah, again, if you're interested in attending, you can log on to our website, or you can email Elena Woods directly at ewoods@niagarachamber.org or dial 285-9142.
Great. And anything else you want to add today, Corey?
No, we're excited to have you. I can't wait to actually hear your presentation along with Gary Keith from M&T Bank. You mentioned farmers, and this is the first time we've really engaged the agriculture side of our membership. On hearing what's going on with the U.S.-China trade war.
Great.
So we're excited for that.
We're looking forward to it. Again, Corey, thank you for being on the podcast today. We just wanted to get this information out to our listeners, and hopefully we can get some of them to attend. Looking forward to it. So that's going to be Thursday, November 21st at Niagara University. Again, the Chamber's website is www.niagarachamber.org. Reach out, definitely attend the event. And if you have any questions or comments for the podcast, please email me at Damon, D-A-M-O-N, at Welke, W-E-L-K-E, USA.com. And we'll get those questions answered. Or if you have a topic that you want discussed on the podcast, feel free to reach out to us. But again, thank you again, Corey, for coming on the podcast today. And we're looking forward to the event on the 21st.
Great. Thank you very much.
This has been Trade Secrets, the podcast hosted by Damon Piatek, President and CEO of Welke Customs Brokers USA. Thank you for listening.